This is Innocent, written by Giaca, read by Mistborn Hero, a not-me podfic featuring the brotherly relationship between Black and White and the romantic relationship Sean-White. It is tagged for Aftermath of Violence, Mild Hurt Comfort, Angst. Summary. Black is extremely protective. Black tosses out a token, fuck off, on the stairs, but Sean is still hot on his heels. Realistically, he can't expect anything different. They met up on the road, bikes side by side, trying to glare the other down, but their common enemy made for a mutual journey. They reached the same destination with the same fire in their eyes. Black could have handled it alone. When the guns came out, Sean came in handy. They worked well together, better than they ever have, because apparently they both love White far more than they hate each other. They reach the landing, kiss in Black's hand, and Black waits an extra step just in case there is any chance Sean will go home without White. If Black had his way, Sean would still be beaten up on the docks, far away from his precious twin. Of course, Black is proud of White, glad he found strength, both inner and outer. But Black also misses the days where White would take Black's word as gospel. He never had that power over Sean, and as soon as the doors open, Sean is pushing inside. White is right where Black left him, curled up in bed. He should be fast asleep, should be resting. Lord knows his body needs it. His head lifts off the pillow when he hears them coming, tilting up on his arm. The blanket flutters down his pale chest to show off the scars. Fury curls in Black's gut, hot and violent, even though he's already had his revenge. He's sleek with blood from the crime, worse for wear than Sean is, though they both look like hell. White still looks like hell, and that hurts more than any wound Black has ever had. He felt the pain when White got it. He doubled over where he stood, instantly aware that something was wrong. The emotional agony didn't let up when the physical side did. He tracked White down, locked White tight in his arms, and came the closest he ever has to crying just from feeling White sob against him. White's eyes are still puffy, cheeks streaked with dried tears. They go white when they see the red stains all over Black's face. Sean rushes over to the bed, hiking up on the mattress, and White is distracted by that. He's swallowed up in Sean's arms. It's not as fierce as Black's embrace was. It is tender, careful, like Sean's biggest fear is causing White any pain. He cradles White gently against him and threads his fingers through White's hair. Chin on White's temple. It irks Black like the first time he saw them make out. White could do so much better. Sean is nowhere near good enough, but no one is good enough for Black's little angel, and he knows pulling them apart in the moment would just hurt White more. White nuzzles into Sean's shoulder like that helps. His body slumps again, relaxed, soothed by Sean's presence. But his eyes flicker over to Black and ripple with empathy. Black can see the worry all over White's face. He had no intention of telling White of his plans, certainly didn't when he left, because he knows White won't approve. He should have remembered that before he let the blood fly all over him. He has to tell White. Don't worry, it's not mine. White's face screws up worse. He would have known that, would have felt if anything went wrong. The concern is still there, heavy in the air between them. Black stands in the mouth of his own apartment, watching his younger brother tremble in the fool's arms, and somehow, White makes him feel like he is the one that's vulnerable. He feels sick. Not because he's destroyed several lives, because he let someone hurt White. His fingers curl into fists. Never again. He would kill the whole world for White, his peers, his old friends, their own parents, and then he would hide it away, bear the burden alone, because after everything White's been through, he's still pure to Black. Black knows he has to give White at least some small scrap of explanation, so he mutters, "That's goons won't touch you anymore." White shatters. Black can't deal with it. He kicks off his shoes and heads for the washroom. He needs to wipe off the grime. Sheets rustle behind him, the bed groaning, and he's only made it a few steps before White grabs his wrist. He feels the connection like lightning, instantly knows who it is. He looks back, down at their hands, and honestly doesn't know whether he's about to be babied or scolded. And he doesn't care. He would do it all again in a heartbeat. White murmurs, "Thank you." And only that. Maybe he knows there is nothing he can say that will undo the bruises on Black's wrists, nothing that will stop him from protecting White with everything he has. But White's eyes say it all, and Black nods like he knows. White doesn't want him hurt, either. Sean sits on the bed in the background, warily watching, and Black hates to admit it, but knows Sean loves White, too. Their bond will never come close to what Black and White share. Black pulls White into him for a thick, messy hug, more aggressive than Sean's because Black can't help himself. He crushes White into him despite the breathy gasp, and he hisses right in White's ears. "No matter what happens, you'll always be my angel, and I'll destroy anyone who hurts you." He knows that White sometimes thinks that that's changed, that White somehow lost the right to Black's loyalty when he took Black's clothes and his life. It didn't change. The tattoos and new piercings still annoy him sometimes, but those are just little things. In the end, they are a team. White is worthy of it. Gumpas trained him well, made him able to defend himself, at least more than before. He has to know Black is still willing to do it. White's arms tentatively reach out, and he hugs Black back. When they part, Sean is right there to tug White back to the bed, to tend to him and care for him, while Black is still venting flames. Black retreats to the washroom to cool down that fire, and White is still there, perfect, when he's done. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Team's Mystery Box as a present for Pendragon 27, who is the reason I watched, not me at all. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.